Welcome, everybody. This is our Friday Creation Lightship VBS radio show. And the date today is the 3rd of March, 2017. So let's do a clearing for this particular number sequence here. And this is your tracking number. So one, if you're on the timelines for today, for newbies, you're connected to this particular date, at least March 3rd, throughout your past. And so whatever happened to you then or to other people gets recycled in the invisible onto you here, and you wonder why you're having a bad day or something, because something happened going back maybe 50 years ago or something. So here we go. I'm going to clear the numbers from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. And let's bring up the light bean or beans on your monitor screen or screens. Here we go. Bringing peace energy to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So we'll see if our co-host is out of the makeup and wardrobe room and voice and everything. So you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes. Hello, everybody. And tonight is March 3rd, 2017. Ron just cleared the energy off those numbers. 3-3-2017 also is another way to clear the energy on your natal barcode removal online healing that Ron has. And so thanks for clearing off the energetic cords and ties to those numbers and dates, Ron. And we can do that every day for ourselves, as well as clear our name. And Ron, someone sent in a short note saying that they were on social network at one time and did a search on their name and wanted you to know that they found out that other people had their name and had the same interests. So they're validating what you said on Wednesday's program, how numbers can cord us together and we can have attachments to those events and emotions that happened on those days. And so this person's saying they're spending now more attention on clearing their name and their nicknames on the natal barcode removal clearing. Although they had already done it once before, there's so many people who have their same name and same interests, it was a little disarming to remember that. They're also clearing off their interests and their, what else was this that she wrote? Clear off websites that they're on as well to help them keep their energy. That was an issue. People being on the computer feel drained. And so you can clear off the website, copy and paste it in the natal barcode removal clearing, and maybe get the energy of the website address off of you. Maybe there's something in there that's causing you some internal distress or some energy leaks. Anyway, so thank you also, Ron, for bringing up the light beam so we can have peace, energy during the program and the show while we listen. And so we can also feel them, you know, feel them. We can watch them be activated and energized. Usually that works best if we have a computer or a laptop or a tablet with us. And there's no shortage of light beams for the person who asked about that. Ron has light beam photos that we use those. We call them light beams. They're images or representations of light beams that are on creationlightship.com, Ron's website. You can scroll down and find some beautiful drawings. Those are considered light beams, and whichever one you have up is going to be activated. Also on Ron's radio website here at BBS Radio Station 2 every Friday night, Ron has some light beam face images there that you can scroll down to below his photo and below where the archives are listed, and you can find more light beams there. And also we have light beams on the BBS Fast Chat feedback form that you can click on and choose either male, female, or non-gender, and have them enlarged as well to fit your large screen if you have one. Some people say they just feel more energy coming out a little stronger when it's on a larger image. So that's good to have. Thanks so much, Ron. We did get a few paranormal type of emails today. And also, maybe we could take some time first if you have any announcements you'd like to make and just to check in with everyone. Go ahead, Ron. Back to you.
Well, yeah, we got the expo coming up in New York. So kind of getting ready for that. That's on the 17th, I believe, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, at the New Yorker Hotel. And it's kind of an interesting place. Nikola Tesla died there, and the room that he was in was, I believe it was 626, and that's where he lived, in that particular room on the sixth floor. I don't know, when we were there before, a long time ago, we went up and actually looked at the room, but it was sort of like where they had some business offices there, and I don't think they maybe allow people to go to the sixth floor of the New Yorker for whatever reason. But anyway, that's kind of interesting to visit that. That was a long time ago. And let's see here. Tomorrow we have our Saturday call and Sunday call coming up. So that's always a lot of fun. And we're going to, I'll be doing probably audio for sure in New York at for two lectures, I believe, and two workshops. So the workshops, I believe, are maybe hour 45 minutes in length. And the other ones are about 50 minutes. So you could go to the New York NewLifeExpo.com and check that page out, what we're doing there, or just go through the book, and they have a very well-organized way to look at people. And just look at that, and I'll be doing one, I believe, on Friday and Saturday. I don't know if I have a lecture on Sunday or not. Possibly I might, but I do have a workshop Saturday and Sunday and a lecture Friday and Saturday. So that'll be interesting. So it'll be the same PIN number that you would purchase and the same phone number for all of these here. So if you're interested in hearing it live, I'll be doing that. Let's see. Also, we have a new YouTube link up. Maybe you could talk about that. That was from Los Angeles, I think, on the Monday special event that I did. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, Ron. It's on the Conscious Life Expo that you were just at. I believe this is the Monday, February 12th lecture that you did in Los Angeles. And it's on the Ron Amatron channel. It was just put up a few days ago, so it's available now for viewing. And Ron talks about, it's just all the topics he was going to go into on that Monday special panel. And it looks pretty interesting, Ron. So go ahead, and everyone, if you want to check it out, you can do a search for Ron Amatron on YouTube, and you'll find a lot of Ron's other YouTubes, audio and Conscious Life and other expos there as well, where he's been a speaker for many years over these three expos that he goes to. That'll be good to listen to later and get an idea of what Ron will be talking about also while he's in New York at the New Yorker. And while Ron's there, he has four presentations, one Friday, two on Saturday, one on Sunday, and the cost to listen to the audio of these presentations will be $30 for all four. And you'll get a phone number and a PIN number, as Ron said, and it will be the same PIN number for all four lectures. And you'll need to either look at the email that Ron just sent on Wednesday for the schedule, or go to the website for the New Life Expo to catch the times in New York East Coast time. And you'll see the titles there, and the other people that are speaking with Ron, the subjects. So that'll be really great, Ron. Thank you so much for going to all the extra effort to have that audio recording. And I know that those who can't go or don't live anywhere near the area will really appreciate it and possibly take advantage of the opportunity to register online through your PayPal schedule calendar and then obtain the PIN number and the access code. So that's for us to enjoy for while Ron's at the New Yorker during the New Life Expo. And Ron has also offered us the opportunity to send our photo to him prior to his departure. And I think you said to send it no later than March 13th. That's Monday, March 13th. So that would have to accompany a $100 donation through his PayPal system on his website. And you can send a photo of you and your pets. And then Ron will put them in an envelope in the light infusion chamber so that whenever that's on, the light infusion will also go on to your photo and therefore you. So those who have experienced that can say, attest that they can definitely feel the difference when their photo's in the light infusion chamber, although they themselves weren't there. It's a really wonderful experience and to get cleared off. So thank you for that opportunity. So, again, no later than Monday, March 13th, to send your photo and your donation for the light infusion chamber while Ron's in New York. And, Ron, you have a special deal for – will that still continue if they want to put their photo in the next expo you're doing in April? You had that $200 for three expos?
Yeah.
Now it's down to two expos.
Yeah, I could probably do like two expos for $150 if you wanted to do that. Since we have two going here, that'd be a possibility.
Okay, so that would be $150 for 6 days in the light infusion chamber whenever it's turned on, and Ron's other expo is called a New Living Expo, and that's in San Mateo at the Event Center. And he'll also be making personal appearances and giving lectures and workshops there. That's coming up April 28th through 30th, the New Living Expo in San Mateo. So for these expos, the New Life Expo and the New Living, please go to the website and find out the instructions of what you need to do to get into the exhibit area. There might be a small registration fee, and you might want to prepay that so that you don't have to wait in line, and it's just a little bit less expensive than if you purchase it on site. There are some entry fees. And then you can find out exactly where his exhibit is and the other things going on as far as his schedule and other things that have to do with the expos. So it's going to be a busy couple of months for Ron. But as you said, he's still going to conduct the intensives this weekend, and you'll need to check his schedule, too, if you're pre-registered for the intensive to make sure you catch them, because he's going to take a break on the intensives while he's doing the lectures and workshops. On that third weekend in March. He'll resume the following weekend for the intensives. Okay, so thanks, Ron, for all the great deals you're offering us for healing purposes in absentee and otherwise. So here are some emails that came in that we can get to now. One of them is from a listener who was going to ask you about something that happened to her dogs. She saw her dogs walk down the driveway. It's a real long driveway. And she had another dog go with it, and it came back. So she whistled for the other one, and which was way at the end of the long driveway. But when she turned around, she saw that in an instant the little dog was already there by her feet. And she didn't know how that could have possibly happened, because she had just watched her walk down the long driveway. So she's wondering if she jumped, did the dog jump a timeline, or did she jump a timeline?
I think the dog jumped a timeline, yeah. Very interesting.
I think that's funny, because with cats, they do that a lot. You think they're in one place, and you turn around, and they're actually right there, either right in front of where you have to walk, or right behind you where you could trip.
Yep.
Okay. So thank you for that. And by the way, to reach Ron to send in your question tonight, you can send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com or through anonymously through the BBS Fast Chat feedback form that's on his radio station page, bbsradio.com, Creation Lightship Healings. And you can send it in now, and I'm in the inbox, and I'll be watching for your question or situation that you want Ron's opinion or advice on. So,
we had somebody, I think, who mentioned maybe stiff arms or fingers or knuckles or something. So we may have a testimonial. I know somebody mentioned something to me about it. So do we have a testimonial, or should we just do a healing?
Yeah, someone had written in that they could really appreciate using some more life force energy because they're trying to walk again and use their hands again. And so they're stiff. So if you could do something that would help with stiff hands or stiff joints would be
okay,
much appreciated.
Okay, so here we go. Let's take away if we have any alien critters there in joints. So here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just see if that helps you a little bit. Next time I'm going to do a harmonic clearing on it. So you just take note of which one might be helping you the best here. So here we go. Harmonic clearing. This is getting rid of the odd harmonics that's causing a problem. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll try an orb clearing. Maybe the orbs have attached to maybe your knuckles or joints. So here we go, releasing orbs that could be there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's get rid of some of the alien, maybe poisons, waste products, stuff that's going on. Here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to help you with joint lubrication. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there we go. So if this helps you, you may want to maybe I'm thinking that the bundle that we have, the Body Jumpstart bundle, that's a 3-month clearing with many, many clearings in it. You may want to go into that if you're having situations going on with your body. And, you know, that one would probably be the best way to tackle maybe something that's going on with you. Like I said, like I always say, I'm assuming that you have already did your whole lifetime emotional clearing, and possibly you want to do your mental after that, mental body, mind is whole life mind clearing, mental clearing, and then you want to do typically fear, because everybody has fear here, and that can freeze you up, you know, kind of like a dog, you know, you probably have all seen dogs that people have owned or you've owned, and the dog's doing something, you tell it to stop, and it like freezes, you know, doesn't want to get beat up or something, you know, but it knows that it's the command to stop. When you scold it or something, you know, that's probably being motivated by fear. So everybody has, you know, fear issues. There's other ones too, but those are probably the main three that everybody needs. And then go in and do that body jumpstart after that. So back to you, Kathy.
That's good advice. So do the fear, mental, and emotional clearings for sure. And then the Body Jump Start clearing you just mentioned is $200 for 3 months. It contains a lot of clearings within the package. It's a package. And the Body System Rejuvenation clearing is in that package, and that alone has well over 12 options, with many options within the 12 various compartments. It also includes another clearing called Circulatory System, which Ron talks about a lot on the light ship, where the light beings help our circulation. And that's a very involved one. And then there's another healing on that Body's Jumpstart special called Infection Body Clearing. And that's very important, too, because our bodies are constantly being attacked and having to fight off invaders. And then the next clearing in that bundle is Magnetic and Twisted Body Clearing, which helps us so much with everything we've done get put back into place and working right, synergistically with each other. Another clearing in the Body Jumpstart is the Mind of the Body Clearing. It's the clearing that tells the body the messages, the communicator. And having that clearing on top of all these really gets everything going in good condition again. So that's a very valuable clearing, and Ron gives us 3 months to do it on, but if you need a little bit more time, I'm sure you could ask him, and it would be cleared for as much time as you need to get to it. Those who've done these clearings, there's many, many testimonials and past radio programs over the years about this Jumpstart special since 2011, when he started it, that claim so many improvements in one's body after doing these clearings. They are the basics and the best. And this person, Ron, that asked for the hands clearing, the feet clearing, well, they were in the hospital for a few days, and he says he was touched a lot. He had his auric field protection clearings running and spirit infusion running all the time. However, once in a while, they ran out, and he just felt like he really couldn't keep up with the healings compared to how much he was being handled in the hospital. So he was going to ask if you thought he might be kind of overwhelmed with some entities or something else that he might have picked up while in the hospital.
Well, if you're in the hospital, entities are the main thing. I would probably suggest that maybe he does, a whole lifetime entity clearing. And then, okay. If you're going into the hospital again, or maybe you're doing rehab or something, any people listening here, you want to get that as an unlimited one so you can clear yourself out before you go in there and after. Because the entities could come into you because they know that you're going to be, getting out of your car, walking into that front door, and they may want to have the attention. And maybe that's their place they go to have their parties, and they hop from one person to the next in there because they all have similar conditions or need some type of help. So I would suggest, doing the unlimited version and do it all the time, and even do a space clearing before you go into that facility. And make sure that you, when you get home, that you clean your car out with the space clearing, because your car could be filled. You could have a little car that could be filled like a bus. So you don't want them to follow you into your front door or, something like that. And if they do come into your front door, then you want to do, your clearing of the different spaces in your house. So anyway, that's...
He wrote in that he was physically incapacitated while he was in the hospital, but he was very grateful that while there, someone came in and helped him run the Aliens to Light, Releasing Aliens to Light audio clip that you have several versions of, and that they ran that for him a couple of times while they were there, because in that place, TVs are on all the time, he said. So He felt quite a difference once that releasing aliens to lie audio was playing for him. And by the way, that audio is also on your Ron Amatron YouTube channel.
Great. Yep, that's a good one, yeah.
Someone else wrote in that they really have benefited from the Wednesday healing you did for phlegm in the lungs. They found that really helpful. So those of you who missed the Wednesday program, Ron did several body healings, like he just now did, but they were different. So you might want to listen to the Wednesday. That would be Wednesday, March 1st archive, towards the middle of the program, if I recall correctly. And you even cleared the esophagus. So this was some other parts of the body. And they said they found that very helpful.
One of those clearings. Yeah, I'll do that again for people. So this will be like, I'll call it the furball clearing. So here we go. And I might have some water, ready next to you in case you may need some water after this. And maybe a few tissues. So here we go. Releasing stuff out of your esophagus, so whatever that could be, and lungs, lung congestion. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, that feels good. So back to you, Kathy.
All right. I just want to clarify again. We're talking about Ron's online healings on his website, creationlightship.com. Ron just did some sample clearings for us that releases the energy in our body that our body holds and takes up space where spirit should be. Ron mentioned the body jumpstart special for those with ailments or just want to have a lot of densities removed that are there. And I'll just repeat, at someone's request, the names of those healings again in the Body Jumpstart package that Ron has on his website. The healings are Body System Rejuvenation, Circulatory System, Infection Body Clearing, Magnetic and Twisted Body Clearing, and Mind of the Body Clearing. And some of those are available as whole live unlimited online clearings that you can purchase for an extra $50 to use indefinitely. Otherwise, they're only good for the time period specified. So then you can own it all the time and use it again, like Ron said, before you come going to have a procedure done or a hospital or a dentist. And then after hospital, doctor's visit, or dentist. Or if you're working with a big crowd or you've hurt yourself somehow, you have the clearings as a handy healing tool. Okay, so Ron, can we go back to the inbox?
Sure, that'd be great.
Someone sending a suggestion. She says that... The other night we were talking about electromagnetic frequencies escaping from the router and maybe attracting utes, unwanted universal travelers. That's Ron's name for aliens. And she said she was looking at her router and decided to wrap it with aluminum foil. So this was talked about on a previous show just a few times ago, but her tip is that she did an object clearing on it when it was installed. So she got the numbers of the she also got the numbers of it that are on the, I guess they're called serial numbers, that are on the router, and she ran those through the natal barcode removal clearing that we were just talking about a few minutes ago. She ran those numbers on the natal barcode removal clearing and the object clearing on router she puts it in front of her computer screen. So the light beams can clear the, neutralize the energies on the router. So that's what she did. So, and that's important because, you know, we need our routers. So very good. Good tips. Okay, so someone's asking about a baptism. Does that sound familiar, Ron? I guess you talked about the baptism clearing on Monday a couple weeks ago, and she's been asked to be a godparent for a child's baptism. And you have a baptism, alien baptism barcode clearing. And she's asking, let me see if I can see this, what she's saying here. She's saying, does the barcode removal work for us all? If she does it for herself, or does it remove the cording with the child and the priest and the church and the religion's alien race?
It'll remove a lot of that, yes.
For herself or everybody?
No, it'd just be for the person's name.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to work with a relative that's watching there in the church or something.
Or the child that's being baptized.
Yeah, just for the child, yeah. I'm kind of looking at this a little differently as like being a godparent, if you want to use that term. Do you want to get involved? I don't want to offend anybody. But you want to get involved with that person's life because now you're actually courted to them. Now, you all know about doing clearings, and you want to be disconnected from other people. So now you're taking on, let's just say that, you know, you're 40 years of age, for instance, right? And, you know, maybe you have a, you know, somebody that likes you. Maybe they're like 25 and they want to have you be their godparent for their son. So, you know, you say, yeah, why not, you know? Well, do you want to go back and relive your life over again as a child? Because this is what's going to probably be courted to you. Because you're now energetically connected as like a guardian, in a sense, for that child. And their experiences may be courted to you. So I don't think that would be a good idea. Because remember, it's some type of energetic connection to that person. And you're actually there in case maybe the parents get into die for some reason, and now you're going to be taking over, the responsibility, we'll say, of that child. That's how I think it would be, or maybe trying to give them spiritual guidance or something. But regardless, you're still connected and hooked up. And which means that you're going through all the experiences of falling down, skinning your knees, you know, doing things that the young children do that, you know, after they get older, they don't do these things. They learn, you know, not to run, you know, in front of cars, et cetera. You know, but you're going into that experience. So I would definitely really think it over. And, boy, I'm not saying that this is going to invalidate all the clearings that you have done, but you're going to have to be really, really vigilant now because you will be courted to that person, and they may be pulling upon you for energy when they have situations happening. And they won't even know about it, and you may not either, but you may feel tired someday. So anyway, that's how I would look at it. Wow. So I guess that's a positive thing, you know, to say no. So back to you.
Well, Ron's alien baptism clearing is, I think, less than a year, about less than a year, and there's been a lot of discussion about it. So if anyone who has used it and was a godparent would like to write in and let us know how they now feel about things and if it's changed any particular situation or requirements that they were unknowingly agreed to when they became a godparent, or when they got baptized, they could, if you could kindly let Ron know what difference it may have made in your life. Okay, back to the inbox. Something paranormal. I have a strange red mark on the front of my neck. It's a rash, like a circular rash. Should I be concerned about this, or was this a gift from the aliens after being abducted? I was hoping it would have left me after the clone skin clearing. Still has it. So, Ron, can you possibly give her some insight on this strange red mark on the front of her neck?
So, reading between the lines here, did they just get it recently in the last month? It just showed up when they woke up one morning? Is that how you're taking that, and they want to know, you know, what to do with it or how to get rid of it?
Well, I'm taking it that way, that it's fairly recent.
Okay, so what would you do with that? Let me think here.
But it hasn't gone away.
I'd get on the alien attack page, number one, you know, and do that clearing. That's what it's designed for alien things. And then after you do some clearings on that, then you may want to look into the a parallel lifetime on cloned births, you know, and cloned bodies, because you know, it's probably a timeline incident. So you're probably on multiple timelines having that. So that's how I would look at it. You know, I don't know if the scan one would completely, you know, it'll help you, I'm sure. But I would go kind of more into the alien type clearance to release the stuff off of you. So back to you.
Yes, because she says she's wondering if it's something she needs to be concerned about, which I think is a good question, because it's unusual to suddenly find red marks that she says were strange on the front of her neck, which, of course, everyone can see. So it's a rash like in circles, and that's odd, too. But, yeah, it's not exactly a textbook type of a situation. So Ron just gave some good advice, you know, just trying the alien, eliminating alien attack page. Clearing that he has online, it has a lot of options to it. And a timeline. If you do a lot of timeline crashes, maybe timeline crash that too. Get that off. Another strange body situation. Something weird going on with my right thumbnail. Half of the nail is like a barcode. Little lines broken up in lines. Little jagged lines, like she's saying, like a barcode looks like.
Wow.
Yeah, it's on her right thumb nail. It's half of the nail. And it looks like she got a barcode put on her, actually put on her thumbnail. So,
well, that doesn't feel like that, boy. Very interesting. I would say that's probably, that sounds pretty correct, yes. Boy.
Well, maybe most fingernails have jagged lines anyways.
Yeah. Maybe go into the NATO barcode. Maybe somehow that's in your history or her story upon incarnating here, that they wanted to do that to you. So you may want to put that in.
So she would remove barcode off my right thumb?
Yeah, uh-huh. I think I would put that in there and just see what happens.
Could she also use the alien eliminating alien attack removal clearing?
Yeah, it could be in there, but if it's a barcode, you know, I think I would try the first one first. Because
okay.
You don't know if that's the program that you're running and it came and happened to you as a sequence of events. Remember, your NATO barcode is for events that happened to you at different times in your life because they have them programmed. And naturally, not all programs are in effect, because you can use your will, we'll say, to change that. Looking at the word free will, you know, I said the word will instead of free will only because, man, I don't think anything is free here. You got to really struggle to get your will back, you know. So you know, anyway, I would do that one probably first, and then do the other clearing and just see what happens.
Thanks. Okay. Thank you for sending in your situation there for Ron's input, and hope you were listening tonight. I think you were. But it could also help other people who have mysterious maladies affecting their body. All right, Ron. So it's 44 after the hour, and I have a few questions that were in the inbox that I'd like to get to before moving on to some of the ones that came in tonight.
Okay.
All right. So this person wants your opinion. I participated on the February 25th Body Blueprint Renewal Healing, had a wonderful experience on the teleconference. Right after that, I had a physical checkup a few days later, and the doctor found that my body temperature was lower or cooler than normal. Could this be a connection to the metallic type of rod that you removed from our spine?
Yeah, I would say very possibly. Normally, your body would tend to feel warmer as those tubes, we'll call them, metal tubing, the way they look. And I did much more than that on your whole skeleton. I would say, yes, that could be the indication. Normally, when I first started doing this, just for a few people, just to see how it would work out, as I had some test subjects here. they all seemed to feel warmer, like their energy inside of them that was contained like a fireplace without having any radiation coming off of it to warm the room up. All of a sudden, they got much warmer. I don't know if their temperature went up, okay, or went down, but the body felt warmer. So I would say that would be the reason for that. And your body is now doing what it needs to do. So that's quite interesting. I'd like to know if the person actually does feel like they have more warmth inside of their body, like it's radiating throughout the whole body, instead of just being encapsulated up inside of you. Because there are people who, you know, they do feel kind of warm, but they need to put a coat on, you know, like when the breeze blows or something. And that's only because they're not getting heat into their body. Maybe their, you know, the core temperature is one thing, but the other locations, extremities are not. So you might, you know, it'd be nice to know if you do feel normal and actually physically warmer, even though the temperature is reading something else. So back to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Someone sending in a suggestion for a movie. They may have sent it before, but thought it was worth repeating. This movie is called The Signal. It came out in 2015. It's starring Lawrence Fishburne. And it says that the premise is artificial intelligence is running the planet. It suggests that the planet is flat, with a dome all underwater. Also, that the planet is all Area 51 among many such areas, all underwater on a large planet of water.
What's the name of that movie?
It shows us a way out. See it to the end.
Yeah. And what's the name of the movie again?
The Signal.
The Signal. Okay. Interesting.
Kind of reminds me of how there's a light house is a signal. over the water.
Yeah.
Kind of came to my mind. Anyway, so it sounds very fascinating. Thank you for the submission. Good movie called The Signal. Okay, so we'll go over back to the inbox, Ron, unless you have anything else you'd like to add or other healings you...
Let's see here. I'll do a skin clearing. Maybe you got a bump on your skin, or maybe a mosquito bit you or something, and they'll see them or whatever. So here we go. If you do have something like that going on, or a pimple or something, you want to put your hand in that location. And here we go. That'll indicate that we can clear that area. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So we got about 6 minutes left.
Okay, some comments. Someone kindly sent in information about the New York Expo. There are special rates for seniors.
Oh, that's nice of Mark.
Special rates, okay. Someone said that on the Sunday Strange Universe panel, you are on at 12, which overlaps on your workshop at 1. Make sure they put you on first, so you won't be late. Or they can switch you to the Saturday Strange Universe. Somebody must have gone on the website and saw that. I'll forward that to you, Ron.
Okay, yeah, great. Yeah, I should be on the Sunday Strange Universe. So I got to check, and that starts normally at 11, typically, I think. So I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, okay. So I'll forward this email to you.
Okay.
Someone doesn't want to miss your schedule. And anyway, that's good to know, so thank you. Someone also mentioned that the at your booth at the expo, you offer light being pictures, photos, illustrations. They're very pretty, and they're sold there at your booth, and then Ron does activate them. These are also the same thing he does online that he offers on his website, activated pictures, but really nice to get them at the expos too, and have Ron activate them on the spot. Earlier in the program, I mentioned someone sent in a tip to clear websites on the nail barcode removal clearing, and another listener caught that and also wanted to add that you can clear your website, any website address, and your own website or your email websites, whatever, everything, on the alien attack removal clearing as well. There's a separate section just for that, because most of the time these websites are being attacked or have some sort of energy that is not in harmony with us. So that's great. Thanks so much for sending that tip. And someone said on the... she was wondering if you took her as an absentee on the Body Blueprint Renewal call last Saturday. I guess she did ask for it.
Yeah, if you paid for it, you're on it.
Great, because she said she was yawning and tired all day long the whole week because there was a lot of healing going on. Ron, do you suppose the light beings may have continued on with some of the clearings once the teleconference concluded?
Yeah, that does happen off and on, yes. Uh-huh. So I can't say it happens on every call, but I have had people mention that to me. So, you know, that is a possibility. And if you are at
that,
they'll probably just give you energy a lot slower. And so... which could be why maybe you're feeling energies throughout the week because you were not physically on the call, but they brought the energy to you a little bit at a time and stretched the clearings out for you. So, back to you.
Yes, I used to always often think that just because a call ended, they didn't want to stop if they were making some progress or they were almost finished.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so she also paid for Tuesday's teleconference call that you have in the afternoons, and she was an absentee, and then she thought she would be getting enlisted, but missed hearing that if you are absentee, you cannot get enlisted. Is that correct, Ron? Did she hear that right? She's not enlisted.
Yeah, that is correct, yes.
Okay, so sorry about that. You're not enlisted. And then, but, Ron, you also mentioned that right now they pretty much have enough, well, what do you want to call it, soldiers with them.
Yes. How many of the Vikings, because it was so interesting, on the Monday Project Life Expo event. So if that's on there, you can maybe see the gentleman. Since the camera's in the back, they'll be on the left side of the room on my right. And there's a gentleman there that you may have even seen jerk when I brought in the Vikings. I think that's how it turned out. I haven't debuted that, but he did jerk a couple of times. So anyway.
Okay, Ron, may I ask that if anyone was present, listening tonight and was present at this particular expo, if they would just be so kind as to write in and let us know which day, to their best recollection, that expo was, that workshop was. There isn't a specific date to it. And Ron just says in the beginning, we're in Los Angeles. So I don't think I heard you say the date on that, Ron, but that's okay. Maybe someone who was there physically will recognize and remember what day and recognize the room or something. Let us know what exact date that was. Because we want to add to the collection where Ron's going to add to his YouTube website. Someone asked, Ron, if you suggesting that you sample, offer samples of a light infusion chamber, or if people wanted to know what the light infusion chamber feels like, maybe they could listen to tomorrow night, the Saturday night, live on the Creation Lightship portion of the radio program you have tomorrow night on BBS Radio Station 2 at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. It will give them an idea of what the light infusion does, or maybe can even describe it some more. Because Ron will have the light infusion chamber at the expo in his booth. And someone's asking, when you put your photo in the light infusion chamber, should it indicate what kind of a healing they want the light beings to work on?
That would be helpful, although a lot of people will send the picture and they know that they're in there, so they'll request a healing during the time that the expo is on. So I've had that question a long time ago. And then some people actually will put maybe on a piece of paper or behind their photo, what they want to have the light beings work with. But if you don't do that, the people do request areas. Know that the expo is running and the chamber is more than likely on, and they just request what they'd like to have. So it looks like our program here is about over. So here we go, everybody. I'm going to do the mind to heart drop. And we need to command our spirit to help us out with this. Otherwise, you're going to be not on the earth, and you're going to do something that mentally that is not of light. So we need to command our spirit to get your spirit involved with this. So here we go. We command our spirit out loud, and we say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and this brings you into peace. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes, and thank you, listeners. Bye, everyone. Good evening.